Alzheimer's disease is a debilitating neurodegenerative disorder affecting around 170,000 seniors in North Carolina and more than 5 million people in the U.S. It takes an emotional, physical, and financial toll on caregivers and family, and the number of people getting the diagnosis is growing. Professor and chair of the Department of Public Health at East Carolina University in Greenville, Dr. Ronnie Bell, says as the baby boomers age, the rate of Alzheimer's will increase considerably.
Another reason is because some of the risk factors for Alzheimer's disease are more and more common. Diabetes is one of the major risk factors for Alzheimer's disease.
According to the Alzheimer's Association, the number of people with the disease will more than triple by the year 2050, and the cost to care for patients is estimated to climb to over $1 trillion.
The resources that are needed to care for patients with Alzheimer's disease are pretty substantial, and as that number grows, we will need, you know, more skilled facilities to care for patients with Alzheimer's. We'll need more resources for caregivers. It'll have a significant impact without a more coordinated effort to address this issue.
Although genetics, lifestyle, and environmental factors can play a role in the development of Alzheimer's, what actually causes the disease isn't completely understood. Past studies have shown a buildup of amyloid plaque in the brain disrupts the function of neuron connections, resulting in memory loss and cognitive function. Then there's vascular dementia, when the brain doesn't get adequate oxygen and blood flow, and that can cause a breakdown of the blood-brain barrier.
So we do know that part of it. What we don't really know is that when there is adequate blood flow and you still have cognitive decline, what's exactly occurring in those particular situations? Is there plaque buildup in the blood vessels that's causing these issues, or is it some type of biological marker that's more prominent in people with Alzheimer's?
Getting closer to answering those questions, a study published last month in the scientific journal Neuron showed for the first time that a protein called fibrinogen can destroy connections between neurons in the brain and result in cognitive decline. A team of researchers led by senior investigator Dr. Katerina Akasoglu with Gladstone Institutes in San Francisco used advanced imaging technology to study both human and mouse brains to observe how the disease progressed and how the blood clotting protein fibrinogen affected cognitive decline.
We were very surprised to find that there was this elimination of neuronal connections around the fibrinogen deposits. Up to that point, amyloid had been considered the main source that is inducing this elimination of the neuronal connections.
Akasoglu, who is also the professor at the Department of Neurology at the University of California, San Francisco, says their work focused on understanding the mechanism of how blood leaking into the brain affects its function.
When it gets in the brain, it is deposited, meaning that it cannot be easily removed. So we thought that this could be one of the properties of this molecule that forms this clot in the brain that is not removable, might make it a component of the chronic pathology that we observe in neurodegenerative diseases.
The researchers found that when fibrinogen crosses the blood-brain barrier, it creates toxic signals which cause immune cells to destroy neurons. Akasoglu says fibrinogen is abundantly present in patients with brain injury and in many neurological diseases, including multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's.
Blood leaking in the brain appears to be common in many of these diseases and also maybe potentially a common thread among different diseases with neurodegenerative properties.
Even small quantities of fibrinogen injected into a healthy brain caused immune cells to activate and a loss of synapses, which is the same effect observed in Alzheimer's disease.
What this might mean, if there is a new culprit in the brain that can contribute to this elimination of neuronal connections, what it could mean is that it is possible that this can be a new avenue to target these blood-derived factors. And by protecting the blood-brain barrier and targeting fibrin, you can protect potentially these neuronal connections. And this could be a pathway that could be additive to other mechanisms. So I think it sheds the light how targeting vascular pathways to neurodegeneration might be really important to achieve maximum protection from memory loss and cognitive decline.
The findings from this study give researchers a better understanding of what causes Alzheimer's and what contributions vascular pathology make to the progression of the disease. Acasoglu and her colleagues have developed an antibody that neutralizes the ability of fibrinogen to interact with a molecule on the brain's immune cells.
So we hope that the antibody will be a tool that can selectively suppress this toxic effect of fibrin in the brain and protect from neurodegeneration. And in our prior study, we presented preclinical evidence in animal models of multiple sclerosis, because obviously this suppresses inflammation, and also in animal models of Alzheimer's disease, as it suppresses neurodegeneration that is derived from this pathogenic inflammation.
As encouraging as these findings are, a safe and effective treatment based on this research could take years to develop. Still, ECU professor Ronnie Bell says the study is fascinating and compelling.
The limitations in our understanding of Alzheimer's is significant, and so, you know, any promising research that can move us forward to finding not only a treatment but also prevention strategies, I think is something that we need to spend some time considering.
The results in this study are in step with previous scientific research that finds Alzheimer's patients with amyloid pathology and patients with vascular pathology both had similar rates of cognitive decline. But when both types of pathology were present, the effect was additive, resulting in severe memory loss. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.